Let's pray. Loving Lord, may you just speak, Father God, your words of love, we pray. And may you open our ears to hear them. And we ask this in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Well, the paperwork says sermon. And I've just got to say, firstly, it's just wonderful to see so many faces that I have no idea who you are. And so many faces that I just don't recognise. It's wonderful to see that, having come back, having been away for 8 years. It shows this church is alive and is growing. And can I just say it's a delight and just a wonder to see so many familiar faces. It's lovely to be back here amongst you. And it's a huge privilege to have been invited. Even though the day might have been a little bit of a hiccup. I think some of you were expecting me last week, weren't you? But I was always expecting to come this Sunday, so apologies for the miscommunication there. But it's great to be amongst you. It's just so wonderfully warming to be here with you this morning, to share something in your 60th anniversary. We still share, Donna Marie and I shared an anniversary this week, but you share 60 years of a community of lovers of God in this place in Melbourne, and that is just something amazing to be celebrating. It's just great to be part of it. Now then, what have I got here? I do have a sermon. Sorry. It's written out and everything. And I was going to say, to start my sermon off this morning, well, it is Bible Sunday, and that's when we look at the wonders, that wonderful book that I think has spoken to so many of us here, and has helped us on our journey towards faith. Am I right? Without the Bible, we'd be a bit lost, wouldn't we? So I've just brought one or two of my favourite Bibles with me this morning, and we've got one here. Now, these are little Bibles, but they're old Bibles. And I don't know, there are really young people here, it's a bit odd thing, but just have a look at that Bible. And just touch and feel those Bibles. And just have a, I know it sounds odd, have a sniff. Have a sniff of the Bible. Does it smell like old stuff? It probably does, doesn't it? So that's some really lovely Bible. And they're really precious to me, those Bibles, for very different reasons. One was given to me by a friend. Sadly, she's not with us anymore, but she wanted me to have that Bible. Her name was Heather, so we thank her for passing that bit of a book down for us. We've got another Bible in here, which is very important to me. And this one actually comes all the way from Canada and back, and was given to me by someone who works with a tribe of Native Americans. And this is actually kind of proper hide that was kind of cut out for the Bible. But we have in it a very large print Bible. That means the Bible can also be read by people who might struggle with their eyesight. It's not my problem this morning, but it might be one of your problems, and you might really appreciate having a large print Bible to actually read. So that's good. So where's those Bibles gone? Let's have a little look at their back. I'm just making sure no one lines up with my Bibles. Where's the other one? Oh, it's on the floor already. Thank you very much. Okay, so that's another Bible that I really, really enjoy. These are all red, by the way. I don't just sit them on my shelves all the time. They did get picked up. I think another Bible I like. Oh my goodness me! This is a big Bible here. Oh, goodness me. And this is a. Can you believe this is not large print? Okay, so this is a huge Bible. They would call this perhaps a family Bible. And it's seen as so precious that it actually originally would have had a lock and a key on it. And it could only be opened on special occasions. And everyone would gather around. So special was the Bible. They would say, okay, come and gather. Come and gather around here, they'd say. What we're going to do, we're going to open this special Bible. And people would write in the Bible to let them know who's read it. I wonder if there's any inscriptions in this one. There are a few inscriptions in here. Photographs, yeah. I've got my own Bible, my personal Bible that I use. Has actually got a photograph of all you lot in it. There you go, alright. And that's when we all gathered around for our wedding. It's one of our wedding pictures that's in my Bible. So here's some kind of spaces, I don't know if you can see, these ones are blank, that were there and just ready
for people to put in their names and their family members and all sorts of people. That's why we know it's not actually a church Bible, because some people think, well, it's a big Bible, so it must be a church Bible. And that's how we know it's actually a family Bible. And perhaps I should put a picture on it, probably. What do you think? Wouldn't be a bad idea, would it? So that's one of my favourite Bibles. Oh, my most, apart from the one I read every day. Sorry, Andrew. Right. Okay. Apart from what I read the most every day, I've got this Bible. And this was given to me, Andrew, you'll probably recognise this, on my ordination to the diaconate. And this is my Bible, the 1st of July 2007. And some of you will remember that because you were there. Some of you would have been at my ordination to the diaconate. Can you believe how many years ago was that? Andrew, how long have I got? Still 45 minutes, is it? Good. All right. Okay. I'm asking one of those questions, it doesn't matter how many. I'm only here once, sorry. So then, something else that happened, this is where I'm going to go to script now, I need to remember something intelligent. I'm not sure I can do that. So I'm going to read. I went to two school assemblies last week, the week before last. And it was a really good time just to enjoy. Now, we were invited to a school, and it was Grill the Vicar. A very comfortable place to be, not. And one of the joys of that was just having to engage with young children, young people, and some of the questions that they asked folks, you all know this, are deeply profound. And often, something we never think of. And there was a Muslim girl who was asking about the Bible, and she was really struggling with how we can critique Scripture, how we look at Scripture, and how we can say that perhaps this bit is history, or that's a historical statement in the Bible, and this bit's just a story or a parable, or perhaps that's just an illustration to something. And of course, for this girl, the heart of the problem was a basic misunderstanding that I think many of us can make in our own lives, which is to do with the relationship between the Bible and actually the Quran. Now, for this Muslim girl, is completely the Quran, infallible word of God, absolutely pure without any error whatsoever. Now, if you don't know what the Quran is, it's what the Muslim folks, the Muslim faith, see as their Bible. So we have in the Christian faith the Bible, and in the Muslim faith they have the Quran. But one of the mistakes was she was viewing the Bible as the equivalent to the Quran. I think many of us might fall into that trap. Now, as Christians, we hold the same understanding too, which is why so many of us might not be able to understand why Muslims might get so upset when the Quran is mishandled by non-believers. Now, we might get upset, but we might not get that upset when people might mistreat the Bible. So why should they get so upset when people mistreat the Quran, the other sacred text? But here is what I think is the fundamental difference, or the fundamental misunderstanding. The Bible is not the Christian equivalent to the Quran. Jesus is the Christian equivalent to the Quran. And that's really, really at the heart of this. For the Muslim, the Quran is the absolute word of God given to humanity. For the Christian, Jesus Christ is the absolute word of God given to humanity. When we understand that, we can be more understanding of our Muslim brothers and sisters, and maybe able to understand from their point of view, they might not understand our attitude towards the Bible. Now, we love the Bible. We hold the Bible in high esteem. We respect and value it because it is the book which God has inspired humans, us, you and me, to teach us about God. We do not revere the Bible, we revere Jesus Christ. We don't worship the Bible, do we? We worship Jesus Christ.
The Bible contains the Word of God through the words of human beings, breathed by God. That's what it says in Logos, the Word, breathed, the Word. And it's recorded and translated by us, by human beings. It's a wonderful book because of what it achieves for us. And it teaches us about God so that we can live our lives as he wants us to be effective in our discipleship of Jesus. As Paul says in his letters, all scripture is inspired by God and used for teaching the truth, rebuking error, correcting faults, and giving instruction for right living. Do we agree with that? I think so. How we approach that might be very different. I think we agree with that. And Isaiah, that was read this morning, turn to me and be saved, all you ends of the earth, for I am God and there is no other. By myself I have sworn, my mouth, says God, has uttered in all integrity. There's the truth, there it is. And in 1 John 1, we will know this off by heart, but I'll remind us, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, Jesus the Word. What an amazing book. What an amazing privilege it is to have that Bible in our lives. And some of us so many copies, and we remember on Bible Sunday actually the importance of us having a Bible. Can I ask, I don't often put people on the spot, I'm going to this morning, who has a Bible? Who has a Bible? Okay, just about everyone. One or two of us, of course I've got a Bible, I'm not sticking my hand up. Alright, you know I've got a Bible. Just let the fact in, there are so many places in the world where if we had a Bible, you've probably heard this before, what they would do is, they love the book so much, they would tear the pages out of it. They would tear, I know, it's shocking, isn't it? They would tear the pages out of the Bible. Why? To share it. To share the Word. Because they would only have one Bible, perhaps, for 10, 15, 20 people. So they'd actually carefully take the pages out. Tear was probably unfair. Carefully take the pages out, and some people would have some of the Old Testament words, some people would have the New Testament words, and they would share it around because the Bible is a gift. Now, we might not be able to directly answer every question that we have in life, but it really is a gift. And as you unwrap that gift of the Bible, as you kind of tear out the pages, if you like, perhaps not physically, but put them out of the Bible into your heart by reading it, the gifts are revealed. Do you know what I mean by the gift of the... Who's young people here? Are there any young people? There are young people. Do you know what a gift is, right? You know what a gift is. I'll tell you what. Can I have some help? Is that alright, Bradley? I think you're going to help me, aren't you now? Thank you. Because I've got something in my bag here that might just help us to think about the gift. And the gift, of course, is in here. And the Bible helps us to see that gift. So if I give this gift to you, alright, now you're not allowed to open it yet, because who's played Pass the Parcel? Who knows how Pass the Parcel works? Janice does, Pat does, Donna Marie does. That's good, alright. So what we do, Brad is going to play some music, and you're going to pass the parcel around, right? Not just the children, I think adults want to go with this as well. Alright, not just for the children, we're all going to have a little go. And we're going to see where it stops, and you unwrap one layer and have a look and see if you've won anything. All right. Thank you, Bradley. Let's have a little go. When the music stops, you have to stop to go. Nice and quick. Oh, there we go, Kevin. You have got to unwrap. Now, Kevin, you can decide to keep the gift or to pass it on. Okay, pass it to one of the young people, I think. Just the gift, just the gift. There you go, look at that. All right, so carry on, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Now, if you've got a gift, you might find something in there. There might be a sweet, and you might have a piece of paper. If you have a piece of paper, I'm going to ask you to come out to the front in a minute, if that's okay. If you don't want to, ask somebody else who you might like to instead. Don't worry, we'll wait for at least two of you to come up before you're out here on your own. It's scary up here on your own. Okay, I think that's some more music. Thank you. Pass that passing on. Always goes so well, by the way. Whenever you do anything like this, isn't it? Perfect. Without a hitch, it goes. Uh-oh, we're not there yet, okay. We've got something. Okay then, Jill, so what we'll do, we'll pass on the parcel, and if you keep the sweets in the letter, but you've got to come up the front if you do, or you can pass them on. That's your choice. Okay, we've still got one to go. Goodness me, thank you very much, Bradley. Okay, if you've got bits of paper, come on out the front if you've won a prize. Don't show them off yet, don't mind them. Oh, who's got that then? Oh, wonderful, look at this. You're coming out with that one, thank you very much. But hide them, don't show us what the letters are yet. We're hiding the letters yet. Is that it? You've got the last one, haven't you? Come on up. That's wonderful. You've got to come out now. You have, yeah. So there we go. Or you can pass it on to somebody else. What are you doing? You'll be brave. That way, that way you get to keep the sweets, don't you? Yeah, come on. So let's have a look at your letters. What do we have? So the gift is what? It's E. Aegis. Aegis, I can't spell. Those of you know, my spelling isn't any better, folks. So can you put them in the right way? Do we need a J here? And a G's. Look at that. So, as any Sunday school teacher will know, what is the answer?
Jesus.
And of course, as we unwrap those gifts that the Bible contains, we can just see, can't we, that actually, Jesus. Well, that's what we're unwrapping, isn't it? It's that relationship that we have in Christ. It's that relationship that the Bible gives us with Jesus. That's the gift that we have. And it's not just Jesus, is it? It's, what are we called to do with Jesus? Any ideas? Who was that? What was that? Follow him. Absolutely. So if we've got a relationship with Jesus, the Bible kind of tells us a little bit about who this person Jesus is, right? And if we know something about the person of Jesus and we follow him, what do we become? Christians. So the Bible is all about what? How we know Jesus and then how we follow him so we can become better Christians. And that's what the Bible, well, you know that, is all about. Can we just thank our volunteers for coming up? And if I can just say, for those children, and I'm talking about the little children, right, who didn't actually win one, I've got some more here. So who didn't get one? You didn't get one, did you?
And if you're not allowed these, I'm in trouble with your parents. Alright, okay. But that's okay, I'll take it. I've got thick skin. You're okay? Did you get some? You shared yours, didn't you? You did? Okay, so you can have them. You can have them. Are there any other children? I've got one over here. So you've had some. Perhaps you'll ask other people to share them back with you. That would be lovely. Alright? And look at that, just the right amount. Isn't God good? All the time. Wonderful. So let me just make sure there wasn't some deep theological point I was trying to make that I've missed. Okay. Oh yes, okay, so to conclude then, and Andy's thinking, please do, Vicar. Alright. Vicar Paul, who is on holiday, and he offered the loose theme for my talk on looking back and looking forward. So we find ourselves being able to look forward to looking back on the Bible to discover what or who Jesus wants us to be going forward. And as Christ Church and the people of God here at St Andrews, here in Melbourne in Chelmsford, I encourage you not only to look back on lessons learned, and I learned a lot of lessons here as a curate, didn't I? And you know, not just think about what's to come, but to be present. And as you know, to be present is a gift. To be present is to pay attention to what God is saying right here and right now. To pay attention to what gift He wants you to be and to whom you are to be a gift to. To be in the moment, here and now. It's great to look back and do look forward. We need those things. But don't forget to be present right here. And right now, and just look around you, and just notice something new, because you are all entering a new phase as you move to the next 60 years in this church's history. And I wish you all the very best with it. In His name we pray. Amen.